This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. She says she doesn't want to do work that goes against her faith. Today, the Supreme Court hears the case of a Colorado woman who objects to designing wedding websites for gay couples. The AP's Jackie Quinn with the particulars on this story.
Website designer Lori Smith wants to create wedding websites, but says her Christian faith means she can't do that for same-sex couples. But refusing to do so is against Colorado law. The American Civil Liberties Union's part of this litigation, writing that if Smith can discriminate because she's an artist, all types of businesses could put up signs that say, "We do not serve blacks, gays, or Muslims." 5 years ago, there was a similar case filed by a Colorado bake shop. But now the high court is dominated 6-3 by conservatives who may be more sympathetic to religious plaintiffs. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Authorities in Moore County, North Carolina say somebody did this on purpose. Gunfire damaged two power substations, knocking out power for thousands of people as the temperature dipped below freezing in some areas. Moore County Sheriff Ronnie Fields.
Evidence at the scene indicates that the showed that the firearm had been used to disable the equipment.
Sheriff Fields heard there on WTVD-TV. Ukraine is reporting missile attacks across the country in the latest barrage of Russian strikes. Also this morning, there were explosions on two air bases in Russia. That's according to Russian media. One of the explosions reportedly happened at a base that has bombers that have been involved in launching strikes against Ukraine. Three servicemen reportedly killed. Tomorrow's the runoff election in Georgia between Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker. This is AP News. President Biden saluted some other big names at the Kennedy Center honors yesterday. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
President Joe Biden paid tribute to five artists at the White House on Sunday as they were honored by the Kennedy Center in Washington. It's a beautiful day. Musicians U2, Amy Grant, and Gladys Knight, actor George Clooney, and composer Tania Leone are this year's Kennedy Center honors. They got a White House reception and all-star tributes from the likes of Garth Brooks, Julia Roberts, and Eddie Vedder. Biden says he has all of Knight's songs.
We're going to get on that midnight train because I think I speak for all America. I say we'd rather live in your world than be without you in ours.
The tributes will be broadcast on CBS on December 28th.
The price of gas is down to $3.40 a gallon this morning. That's 14 cents less than a week ago. A year ago, it was $3.35. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.